If you haven't heard about Podroom, it's an app that allows you to listen to your favorite podcasts and give feedback to your creators directly on the live chat. You can also engage with other listeners at the same time and keep the conversation going beyond even the release of an episode. Podroom allows you to monetize your podcast if you're a creator, and also has a feature for visual podcasts. Download the Podroom app from App Store or Google Play Store to enjoy these features.
Hi guys, welcome to the S-Talk. My name is Esther and today I'm joined by a guest. His name is Paul and he's also my classmate in law school. Hi Paul.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm very good. At least life is better.
Life is better.
Yeah.
It really does get better with time. So today Paul is going to share his story and I hope you guys like it. So Paul, start us off.
Okay, my name is Paul. Mm-hmm. I am her classmate. I have a story that concerns depression and suicide. First of all, I'm just going to start briefly by saying that depression, first of all, is a disease.
Mm-hmm.
And that it should be taken seriously by people.
Mm-hmm.
And when we find someone depressed or thinking about suicide, we should help him.
Mm-hmm.
Since I was once a suicidal survivor. So it just started in high school. I joined high school. When I joined high school, the high school used to have this student leadership mm-hmm. thing that people will just get punished, especially the form ones
mm-hmm.
will just get punished each and every day
mm-hmm.
and they will punish us even at night
mm-hmm.
they will punish us every time. They don't care the number. You find the prefect just stopping and they're like, your shoes not polished.
Mm.
You are going to do 500 press ups.
Mm.
And you do them. And they'll be like, that one you've not done properly.
Mm.
Repeat it.
The 500.
Mm. They're like, if you reach a number, because obviously you won't do the 500
uh-huh.
all at once
yeah.
when you're feeling the same energy.
Mm-hmm.
You'll reach the 40, 50,
yeah.
then you find you are now tired.
Mm.
And when you're tired, they don't care. They'll be like, you have not done that one. Repeat 41.
Mm.
No, you repeat that 41 until you're tired.
Mm.
And then they find out that you have not yet, you have finished, you have not finished, and the time is up.
Mm.
Now it's time to go to class. They'll be like, you have done 41.
Mm-hmm.
You come back for 459 more. And you have to go back for the 459 more. Because if you don't go back for the 459 more, it becomes more problem.
Mm.
Since you'll be looked for again, and you'll be punished very badly.
Mm.
So, just like every other form one, first of all, it's either you accept it, or look for a way to get out of it.
So you choose to get out of it?
Yes, I cannot accept that.
Mm. What did you do?
My friend actually,
mm-hmm.
he told me of an idea
mm-hmm.
that you can get a medical note
mm-hmm.
saying that you are sick,
mm-hmm.
let's say asthma
mm-hmm.
or you other disease,
mm-hmm.
you get a medical note for it.
Mm-hmm.
and you are not going to be punished for eternity. And you can fake it.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to fake sickness.
Mm-hmm.
And to make it look real, I started even going outside. And the sickness that I could not start pretending that I'm not breathing very properly.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start like that, they see it seriously. They take you away.
Mm-hmm.
And then they take you away. I'm still pretending. I'm still pretending so that you cannot say. Then the doctors, then they're like, oh, maybe it's this.
Mm.
Then they give me, I got a note.
Mm.
But you say something about this,
mm-hmm.
when you start, you never stop.
Mm. You start faking.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's now about to expire.
Yeah.
Start faking again. Until you get another.
Mm-hmm.
It happened that the doctor knew, the school doctor knew about it, and he told me, you know what, I'm going to give up life medical exit.
Mm.
You'll lose it, and you'll not come back, and it is going to be forever.
Mm.
And I was happy.
Mm.
But just like they say, when you start, you never stop.
Yeah.
So I decided to fake again.
Mm.
Then he got angry, slapped me.
Oh.
I was like, imagine, I'm faking it again.
Mm.
I'm pretending to not breathe properly. Mm. I've already fainted.
Mm.
People are carrying me.
Mm.
I need to receive slaps and claims that I'm faking it. And you see, he's keeping the slap, but you know, faking until you make it, you're just faking. You're not sharing the slaps. It took a time. He just gave me a good one. Mm. He just gave me a very good slap. Mm. I just woke up. Then waking up, I got exposed like that.
Mm. So everyone knew that you were faking it?
Yes. Everyone knew.
Was there anyone there while the doctor was slapping you?
Yes, many people there. So everyone knew that I was faking it.
Mm-hmm.
So it just got round, Paul was faking it, Paul was faking, Paul was faking.
Mm-hmm.
And now, instead of making my life better, it became worse.
Mm-hmm.
No professionals, I'm faking it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, no, the school knows.
Mm-hmm.
And so prefects will be like, come in, you find one prefect here, another one is 2 meters before him, and then he's just waiting.
Mm.
They find you with a mistake, you're punished.
Mm.
Only for the prefect who is 2 meters and he's looking at, then it's like, Paul, come here.
Yeah.
This, then you're like, I was punished by this other prefect.
Yeah.
Yes, but you could have corrected it before coming to me.
And it's 2 meters away.
Yeah, it's just 2 meters away.
Yeah.
And you're punished.
Mm.
Then you find that there's another prefect waiting for you.
Mm.
Then you're like, they don't care if you are punished by the other prefect.
Mm.
Then the school is ridiculing you.
Mm.
You find people laughing. Like, they look at you and they started laughing when you're punished. Then they're like, punish him more, punish him.
Mm.
And with something like that, I started getting depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Very much depressed. Then something clicked in me.
Mm.
What if I just get out? I've heard in movies, I've heard in series, I've heard in books, people die.
Mm.
Then people are depressed, they die. There are 13 reasons why. Yes, it was Hannah.
Mm.
I read the book.
Mm.
Hannah died.
Mm.
He committed suicide just because of the depression. And you're like, she died. What about me? I've stopped believing in God. I've stopped. If I'm going to hell, let me go to hell. But this is hell itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I told God that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the first attempt. I went to the clinic to get Panadol.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take and die.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I took that night, eight Panadol all at once, drinking water. I slept. I wake up in the morning. I am angry. I'm not dead. Suicide attempt number one
failed.
and life started, you were still being punished and everything.
Did you try to transfer from that school?
Yes, I tried.
What did you do?
I went and told my mom. Mm-hmm. The school was aligned with it. Mm-hmm. We started and said, I was telling my mom, please transfer me. Please transfer me. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of this. Mm-hmm. And my mom wanted to transfer me, but my dad was like, no. I've already told my son, people that my son is in this school, and he's not getting out. Mm-hmm. Now what will you say? Mm-hmm.
Did you tell them what you were going through in that school?
I told them. Mm-hmm. I told my mom and my dad of all the things. Then they're like, my mom hadn't hearing that, so he wants me to transfer. Mm-hmm. My dad, on the other hand, decided to call someone. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you just go through the same thing? Yes. What for Mario? 3. Mm-hmm. And you are still okay? Yes. Did you go through the same thing? Mm. You're just calling people. Mm. Did you go through the same thing? Mm. What form are you? You're in form 1. Are you going through the same thing? Mm. Yeah. And then my dad is like, you see, people are going through the same thing. Mm. And they are surviving. Mm. You will survive as well. Mm. And I just know you're just going to survive. Mm. But you see, I couldn't take that pressure. Mm. Then you find my second attempt. Mm-hmm. I decided to cut myself, and then I just went, stole a knife.
From?
The captain. The guy, their study used to have, you could come with anything. Mm-hmm. So they came with knife. So I just took a knife, and I wanted to cut. Mm. The first one, the second one, and I was somehow too scared to cut myself. Mm. So I decided not to go through it. Mm. The third attempt, I decided to steal ties and shoelaces.
Wait, what? Why?
I needed to make a rope. Mm-hmm. Now this one was hanging.
You wanted to hang yourself?
Yes. So I took the shoelaces and ties. Mm-hmm. And you are like making a rope, and I also found a room. Mm-hmm. And I was observing that room, and I was like, no one enters this room. Mm-hmm. No one. It's entered reality. Mm-hmm. So I can just kill myself in this room, and my body is going to be found later in the next 2 to 3 days. Mm-hmm. No one will know that, and it will be too late. Mm-hmm. And I entered very well. I don't know, it was on a lunchtime because I was just timing. That lunch break is when people go and I'll be left there. Mm-hmm. I kill myself. I just die. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no one will be there to witness, no one will be there to stop me. Mm-hmm. And this hanging has been a very common way. Mm-hmm. And I took that and I tied. Only to find out, to this teacher who came, she found myself tied. Mm. And she was like, Paul, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm practicing oscillation down in physics. What is oscillation? I don't know. Mm. I was like, I saw it in a book, I want to try it out. Mm. But she very knew, because I'd already tied the
Around my
neck. Mm. Like, it's just staying there, then rolling the seats. Mm. It's okay. And she told me to be coming to her every day. Mm. And every day I could come to her, and she tells me the same old story. Survive, survive, you're going to survive. Mm. Don't worry, it's just this year. Don't worry, and everything. Mm. And your friend, her telling you that thing, you're like, how are you telling me to survive? I'm seeing as if I'm going to die. Mm. And you kill every time you tell me survive, survive. And I decided, no, I'm not going to listen to you. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to, but in order to respect, I'm just going to come. But I'm listening, no. Mm. She noticed that I wasn't listening to her. Mm. And she went to the head of student welfare. Mm. The head of student welfare called me and told me, That I'm stupid.
What?
That I'm stupid to kill myself. And he told me about, he told me that depression, that people have passed here, people have gone worse than me.
Mm.
He's telling me that, and he's going to the, and he went and told the director.
Mm.
The director then went and said, there's this boy who's so stupid that he wants to commit suicide. This is, and you find some people know that it's you.
Mm.
Some people know it's you very well. Some people don't know.
Mm.
So you find people come, ridicule you with that.
Mm.
And that thing you see when you are ridiculed, you are, you feel somehow bad. Because it's very hurtful.
Mm.
Then I also remember that time I decided to become a doctor. Yeah.
Mm.
I don't care about myself. I don't care about my classes. I don't care about my gym. I don't care about anything. I never used to bathe, I never used to wash my clothes. I never even used to care about my academics.
Mm.
It was just the normal routine. Wake up, go breakfast.
Mm.
If I'm going to be punished along the way, do it.
Mm.
I was given duties, but I refused to do them. Do those, go to school, there to class, listen to the teachers speaking, get out, and go to assembly. If you want to punish, be punished. Go to preps, be punished if they want to punish you. Go to sleep, and they start going through again that process again.
So your life was just a routine, basically.
A routine.
Mm-hmm.
You just know what it will be.
Mm.
There's nothing expecting new, there's nothing expecting old.
Mm.
And you find out that people are just looking, running away from you.
Mm.
You don't have friends, but that time you don't care if you have friends or not. People will say the other dirtiest boy in the school. Okay, I don't care, I say it.
Mm.
And the dirtiest, so what?
What did the director do?
The director, you know, you see, our director never used to be in contact with us. And I've never been in contact with the director. So he was just, and our director used to be the prefects are always right. Because every time you go to him, complain about that issue, he's like, you should respect the prefects. You should respect the prefects.
Wow.
You should respect the prefects. Then he's like, the school captain will look into it. The school captain wants to know that's common now.
Mm.
And he looks at you, then he calls you and he punishes you worse. But at that time, I was also, I was taken to the school captain.
Mm.
And taken to the school captain, and the school captain told me I'm going to do 5 hours. Dream. In which I never did them.
Mm-hmm.
Since I never cared, I said no.
Mm-hmm.
And he, ultimately, he just, I think he forgot. You know, he used to deal with some faults.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he forgot about I'm here for one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, maybe I'm here for one cannot disturb me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for one, let him go deal with the form threes. Me, I'm going to deal with form fours and form threes. Let the commoners in form threes and form fours.
Mm-hmm.
But me, since I'm a form one, let the prefects deal with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like that.
Mm-hmm.
During the holidays, now my mom, I was just telling her, please transfer me, please transfer me. I don't want to go to another term in this.
Mm.
And you find out that they are not refusing. And I just, one day, I woke up and remember I told my mom and dad, please get me out of this school or else this is the last day you're going to see me. And my mom had that and she was like, no, boy, don't kill yourself. Then my dad was like, amejaribu kujua acha tu aende tu. Then see, and I told my dad, you want that? Okay, goodbye. I even never bothered, like the way people write suicide notes and everything, I never bothered. They know my life, and the way it is. I just went, took G, took Om, took, what's this? G, Om, and I think I took Doom.
Mm-hmm.
I took G, Om, and Doom. And I mixed, and I drank. And I was like, okay, goodbye world.
Mm-hmm.
I never even called anyone, tell them I love them or do anything. I never did that. At that time, I just don't care. Because that time, I just want to get out of this life. And I remember me dimming out. I was like, thank God, didn't know this will be the last and final suicide attempt, and it will be very successful. And I blacked out. Then I woke up. I find myself in a hospital room. Then I look at the room. Then I'm like, this isn't a dream, this is real. Because I first thought it was a dream. Then I'm like, God, the suicide attempt is a failure.
Once again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really angry. I'm like, I just want to get out of this earth. Why don't I get out of this earth? Funny, it's like not here to talk. Then I see my mom there. She looks at me and she goes to call my sisters and my dad. And then she just came back and started crying profusely. That's when it starts to hit me. I could have lost my mom. Because right now, you see, my mom always tells me in our customs that she cannot enter into her daughter's house, because they will get married and she will no longer be in that house. But she will be entering my house. I'll be the one to take care of her. According to her, my sisters won't have that responsibility. It's me who's going to have that responsibility. Then you're like, I could have gone. My mom, even if she now tries to conceive, we don't know if the possibility will be a boy or a girl. So I was the only hope, and I was about to re-end my life. I look at my sisters. We joke all the time that I'm since I'm the last one. We always joke every time that I'm the oldest, the one borrowing the money. And one day they will come borrow me money when I'm rich. Because according to them, they say that I'll be richer than them. Then you look, and then you're like, how do you want to fulfill that promise that you'll be richer than them when you wanted to end your life? I started looking. I have friends in church. They have been in different schools. But in the end, when we go to holiday, we'll just meet in church and we'll enjoy. How will they feel when they hear that I was the one taking my life? I have you start thinking of many people depend on you. And it hit me. What was I doing? Why was I not thinking this when I was going to end my life? And it was so painful. Then my mom was like, I don't even need your dad's permission. We are transferring. And I was like, yes, let me transfer. And she's like, yeah, even I won't just go to any school or anything. And I was happy. I remember that time. I was really happy that I'm at least I'm going to get out of that school. Until the doctor who came, the psychiatrist, she came to me and she was like, "What are you doing, Paul?" And I'm like, "I got everything." Then she's like, "You got everything. You left others there."
In your school now?
Yes, in my school.
4 months?
Yeah, the other 4 months were suffering. And also remember, yes, I'll be out of that mess. But there'll be other 4 months still in that mess. Then the psychiatrist was like, she called me and my mom, she's like, "You can do something about it." And that time, my mom decided to look for a lawyer. I went to one of the managing committee members and she was like, "Do something about the school or we're going to see you by the end of the year if my son comes complaining again." And I opened for the third time. No, I never wanted to tell anyone of my experience. You hear people experience that, the holiday experience that, like, I went here, I went there. But you in your life are like, me, 1 week I don't know where I was. I blacked out. The other week I was in a hospital. I just got discharged the day before. And I'm here and I was listening. And I now started making myself a mental note. Not start thinking about yourself. Stop thinking about others. Stop thinking about your problems right now. Think about yourself. Think about yourself first before you start thinking of others. That's when it hit me. You are a don't care. Thanks to the don't care attitude, you are performance. It's deteriorating. Like you don't, you look, I looked at the form one, term two report card and you're like, "I have E's, I had a four E's. And B's and C's." And you look at the performance of what you had in the grades and you're like, "Jesus, what is this?" And I started now with reading. Just, it was because that, I remember my that time was like, "Start reading, start reading. You think about yourself only." Now that's the time I started bathing. I started washing my clothes. I just started now looking. And you find I was just mentally okay. That time, the prefects will try to look for something and like, what? They don't find, they just leave you alone.
Because you're clean.
Yeah. Now you have started accepting yourself. And when you start accepting, you have that confidence that they cannot tell you. And you know that before I stopped thinking about myself, you find you prefer to just use it because they know you're available.
Yeah.
But right now, since you're confident of yourself, they're like, they stop leaving, they leave one by one. And you find them leaving you one by one, you're okay. And you're just strong. Ultimately, we got the best news, the director resigned. Then we got a new director, he changed the school. I was really, really happy. They continued my life until KCSE. I got an A minus.
Wow.
And I'm right now doing law, which I'm very thankful for. Because you look at Form 1, there's this thing that people are saying, whatever you get in Form 1, Term 1 is what you get in KCSE. And you're like, you get Form 1, Term 1 as C+. Then you're like, "No, I don't want a C+ in Form 1 KCSE." You look like, Matiang'i came with this era 141 is a shocker. Came with one of the reviews and you're like, Matiang'i will like survive Matiang'i's time. Then Amina comes, then Magoha comes. You're like, will you survive them?
You did.
But I did.
Yeah.
And I proved many people wrong. The people are like, oh, they get good marks since this. I proved them wrong. I proved many people wrong. And right now, I'm fighting for Section 227 of the Criminal Penal Code. I came up with two friends of mine. We went towards someone. He's called Mr. Ian. We went to Mr. Ian and was like, Mr. Ian, we need to make something, a difference. And Mr. Ian was like, which one? And I was like, we want to remove the suicide, the penal code concerning suicide. Let us make it illegal. So right now we are trying our best. By February we'll be going to Isaac Moura. I told him he was told about it with Mr. Ian. Isaac Moura will listen to it and hopefully he goes to his MPs and he files the motion to make suicide right now is a criminal offense.
Yeah, it is.
So we want to make suicide a non-criminal offense. But it should be looked into, but not in the way that you jail someone.
Because they tried to commit suicide.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because when you're committing suicide, you're both the victim and the defendant. So will you testify against yourself?
There's no way.
There's no way. That you wanted to kill yourself. And you were like, let them go to a psychiatrist. They go and
get help.
They get help from psychiatrists. They be listened to. But because it's depression. Maybe they lost their work, maybe they lost their job, their homes. Maybe they lost their spouses. Maybe they're having a rough time.
Yeah.
And instead of others who can contemplate it easy, others don't have that ability. They just think of ways to escape from it. In which, yes, escaping is wrong. But you don't let someone deal with it alone.
Yeah.
When someone escape, you don't let him escape, or you increase the factors needed to him to escape. Instead, you help him face the issue. Yeah. You bring him back, let them face the issue. You look for alternatives if that problem won't be fixed. Because I wish one day we stop treating depression as a in Africa. Like unasikia mtu akio nataka kujiua, then you're like, jiwe tu
tutakula mchele.
You look, because some meme I saw that if that person wanted to kill himself, then the mother was like, uza maji ugali. Then you're like, it was funny, yes. But still, you look at that, you're like, what? Because people don't mean these things.
Yeah, they don't.
You can tell someone, kill yourself. But when that person kill himself, you wish for that to stop it.
Yeah.
But it's too late. Instead, we should, mtu akisema tu anataka kujua, you look for cause. Ukiona mtu akiwa depressed. You need one of the major symptoms of a depressed person is someone who and he changes all of a sudden.
Yeah, he stops doing the things they were doing.
Yes.
Suddenly different.
He's suddenly different. And if you find someone like that, try to look for a way to return him back to his normal self. Because if you want to be in his normal self, something bad might happen. Because not only suicide happens with depression, but also murder. Even the case of, do you remember the 2017, the fire in Moi Gang's Nairobi?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. You find the paper, paper made fun of the girl who burned the school. But I looked at it and I was like, she never wanted to kill, to burn the school. Because according to her, she wanted to burn herself. Just because she was depressed. But accidentally, 9 girls died and she wasn't one of them. Yes, it was a wrong thing to do, but she should be seen, she should be advised. If the school could have done something earlier, if the school could have stopped ridiculing her, maybe then she won't be in prison, and maybe those 9 girls could still be alive.
So as we conclude, what would you tell someone who is currently struggling with depression or is contemplating suicide as they're listening to this?
I always tell people they're depressed and everything. First of all, get help. If you're very serious about it, get help.
Yeah.
Don't suicide and depression, let it not be your last thing. If you're depressed, get help. Because I'm not, if you don't get the help, get further help. Because if you don't, it will end your life. Remember, if you want to commit suicide, remember the people who are there with you. Remember the promises you made. Remember the friends you have. Remember the family you have. Who's your achievement? Because in the end, you like it to try, what a scary buyer. You are irreplaceable in life. People should know that. So, wapache, and the people who have people who are depressed, wakiona mtu ako depressed, what's the idea? They look for ways. They cannot see a good way to help him. They look for help so that they can help that person. That's what I can say.
Thank you so much for sharing your story. It was really touching. And I hope that anyone who listens to this and is depressed or contemplating suicide has had their lives changed in one way or another. And yeah, that's all for today. It's been nice having Paul. If you have any questions, any comments, any queries, you can just send them in my DM, I think. Or just, oh, by the way, you can reach me directly. I think I'll just put my number there if you're struggling mentally and I am willing to help you. So let's all be empathetical about people's struggles and let's be willing to help. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.